He humbled himself. I mean, he was divinity. He was not humanity, but he decided and he got the body. He said, well, I'm gonna go down there. Yeah, I'm gonna go on down there. And what happened? It says, when he was reviled, I mean, when they tried to stop him, he did not. When he suffered, they tried to make him give up. He threatened not, but he committed himself to be judged righteously. He came down and he wouldn't sin. And then verse 24 tells us who his own self bear our sins. How did he do it? In his body. On the tree. He had to, our sins were taken care of in his, he had to have a body. In his sins, in our sins, in his body, on a tree, that we who are dead to sin should live unto righteousness. And by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm already healed. I just got to go through the process. But Jesus done fixed the problem, and I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Death is something that's only on this side. Every loved one that has been lost can be regained. Isn't that good news? Everything death did, Jesus is going to undo it. Everything the first Adam did, 1 Corinthians 15:22 and 1 Corinthians 15:45, the last Adam is going to reverse. What did I come down here for? I got to take care of death. What am I doing? I'm about to get my own body and die in it. I'm going to go fix that problem that keeps tearing up families, that's hurting heart, homes, and those people who are just made in my image, and they're watching in the mirror, and they go year by year, and pretty soon, amen, they want birthdays, and then after a while, they don't want no birthdays. And eventually, they don't want you to ask their age, period. Because death, amen, is having a field day. But so we, the body has been impacted by sin, but we don't take sin seriously. And what we need to do is to do all that we can right now to make sure that our loved ones are saved so that they can get that new body. Have we got a witness? So that death can be taken. That's all it's about. Death got taken care of. Death took a death blow. Death died. When Jesus came on the scene, death died. Amen. And people don't like the body, but it took a body to get me saved. I appreciate the body, to be able to eat, to be able to enjoy, to be able to hear. Amen. To be able to see through these eyes, to be able to have a brain. Have I got a witness? I'm just thankful to God that he has given me a body. But a lot of people don't take their bodies seriously. They don't take care of their bodies. They live in their bodies and they walk in their bodies and they're blessed in their bodies. But then they don't always care for their bodies. They may have bought into the world system of the disposal of the body. And this is the impact of culture. But we see that Jesus had great admiration just for the body. It was a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. He went to Pilate and he begged the body of Jesus. He went to Pilate and what are you begging for? The body? Well, he's dead. Forget about him. No, I want his body. He begged for it. I mean, he put something into it. He didn't just say, can I have his body? He said, please, please, please give me Jesus. He may have been on his knees. That body was that important. He said, I'm big. He begged for the body of Jesus. And then when he got the body, he went to Joseph And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in clean linen cloths. He said, God, take care of that body. I love that body. I love that body. Amen. Amen. And he laid it in his own new tomb. Amen. Which he had hewed out of a rock. And he rolled the great stone up to the door of the sepulcher, and he departed. He got the body, and so he was a happy camper. Amen. He got the body and he went on back home. And he was concerned about the body. Amen. He's concerned about the body. And when I think about the body, I think about 1 Jude 1:9. We know what happened in 1 Jude 1:9. Amen. It was about the body. Amen. The devil even was interested in the body. Now, Moses is dead, but I still want his body. The body is still something that I want to get my hands on. We got to be glad that some people think when the death angel comes, but the scriptures will let you know that they carried Lazarus into the bosom of Abraham. Amen. But his body stayed behind. Have I got a witness? And God will get you there, but you just need to understand about this body. He wanted the body of Moses. The devil did. The devil wants your body. He wants your body. He wants to take your body. And you know what his claim to fame is to get your body? Is to get something on you. Have I got a witness? He can argue with God. He can show up in court and say, no. I know that everyone who goes to heaven needs to be sinless. And Moses killed a man. Exodus 2:12, I believe it was, Moses killed a man. I can claim rights to that body. And he argued with Michael, the archangel, over the body of Moses. Because Moses committed murder, but what the devil didn't know is that God had forgiven him. Have I got a witness? God forgives. See, if you're not forgiven, then that gives Satan a right. Because he knows God is holy. Have I got a witness? I mean, he's allergic to sin. I mean, sin gives him an allergic reaction. He can't stand it. Sin makes him sick. Metaphorically speaking, he can't act normal around sin. Sin will make God leave you alone. But then Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. So the devil thought he could claim rights according to some of the other writings. Some of the apocrypha books even include the fact that, how in the world can the devil come up here and ask for the body of Moses? Moses served the Lord for 40 years and worshiped and worked. And how did the devil think? He tried to catch some sin in your life. Have we got a witness? The devil said, I know Moses was a murderer. And if you let him in, you're not holy. I want that body. Amen. I'm just like those. Amen. The undertakers. Everybody looking for the body. Who's got the body? That's what I want to know. Whether their motive is financial or whether they're really concerned about it. But everybody wants to get that body. Have we got a witness? But we know that Moses. Amen. God did the funeral. God took his body. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 6. He got Moses' body, and he himself buried Moses' body. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 6, read verse 5 and 6, he didn't even tell nobody where the body, he took his body and hid it. And ain't nobody found Moses' body till this day. Yeah. They still ain't found Moses' body. Have I got a witness? But Moses was all right. We don't have to worry about it. But the devil, some kind of way, was in contact with trying to keep up with that dead body. But God buried him himself. He said, I'm going to do this funeral. Oh, yes, he did. He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Amen. I'm going to do this funeral myself. And the Bible tells us that we ought to be concerned. Amen. Amen. We ought to be concerned about our body. Amen. Because you know what happened. Moses showed up again. Didn't he? They thought they'd seen the last of Moses. But when you look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 3, you find out that Moses and Elijah, hundreds of years dead, are recognizable and alive on the mountain with Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Make me want to take a Baptist shout right there. I can't explain how Moses was for hundreds of years. But you need to know that when your loved one is in the hands of Jesus. Yes. Have I got a witness? I mean, when you look at that rich man that died, he went to hell in Luke 16. But that old beggar, the one that was on the corner shaking his can, was saying, could you please give me... He was carried by the angels. Oh, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Have I got a witness? We think about those that served the Lord for years, singing in the choir, working on the deacon board. We got members who've lost. Can't call all their names. If I start somebody to get mad, or you left my name out and you called his. But when we all get to heaven, I mean, you have to understand, this is going to happen. I didn't make this up. This is a reality. Isn't it in there? It's in the Word. And whatever is in the Word, it's a closed case. Go ahead and tell your loved ones. Go ahead and tell your cousins. Accept Jesus, please. Because I don't care what you've done. The truth of the matter is, hundreds of years, where are you going to be hundreds of years from now? I said the other Sunday, I said, what are you going to do when 3 seconds after you die, you find out you're still alive? Well, the fact of the matter is, I'm going to be on heaven. I'm going to be in heaven, on the kicking up gold dust on the streets of heaven. Amen. I'm not going to be on gold-plated gold. It's the streets are pure gold. It's not plated gold. It's gold all the way through. They walk on gold in heaven down. Have I got a witness? The streets are made of pearl. Pearly gates. Somebody said it'll be always. Howdy, howdy. And never goodbye. But you got to get in touch with Jesus, though. Amen. I may not finish this morning. I'm going to a place where the wicked cease from troubling, and the weary will be at rest. Have I got a witness? Job made an interesting statement. I'm skipping through this. Job said in Job 1926, he says, though after I die and the skin is destroyed, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Now, that's interesting. Now, if you're going to die, how are you going to see God in the flesh? He said, I think it's Job 19:26. He says, the skin is constantly being repaired right now by body. Your worms in automatically while you're alive, keep your body renewed. The biologists will tell us. Have I got a witness? But although all of that will go back to where it was, to dust. If you get the pagans, they'll throw ashes in. Yet in my flesh. I done got confused up here. Amen. I done blew a fuse up here. Amen. I done blew a fuse. It make me want to holler. Have I got a witness? Jesus is all right. He's all right. Amen. All the time. God is good. And all the time. God is good. I'm going to say the rest of it for next week. I'm going to deal with cremation. But the truth of the matter is that God is after. God, you need to understand that God gave you that body. And we can thank God for the body. Amen. Because in my flesh shall I see God. I need to let everybody know. Jesus said, I prepared a body. I can't get nothing done unless I get me a body. And the Bible says that he was, although he was in heaven, he came all the way down. Have I got a witness? He got in the womb of a woman. Didn't he do it? He got into Mary's womb. Joseph didn't put him there. Nobody put him there. Have I got a witness? But God made him pregnant. I know it don't make sense. By the Holy Ghost. Anybody want to get pregnant by the Holy Ghost? Jesus came out. He was a sinless sacrifice. Have I got a witness? Nothing else would do. It took love to bring him all the way down. I was sinking. Deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. Smoking dope, drinking, chasing, doing a little bit of everything. You did it too. Have I got a witness? But Jesus paid it all. All. I don't know what your all is. You may have done something that nobody on the next row don't know you did. But I think you need to know that Jesus paid it all. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed. I said he washed. He washed. Is anybody here want to be washed? I'm not talking about with Tide and Cheer and have I got a witness? I've been washed in the blood. If anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. My past has been erased. He's cast my sins in the sea of forgetfulness. He's cast them as far as the east is from the west. East never meets west. West never meets east. Not from the north to the south. They meet each other. But from the east to the west. Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I'm going to say thank you. For washing. Thank you for giving your body. Thank you for taking care of death. People are dying in Israel, Afghanistan, and Palestine, and loved ones are got empty chairs at the table. But I'm so glad that one early Easter Sunday morning, they couldn't find his body. And you told us, just like they couldn't find your body, for everyone who receives the Holy Spirit, their bodies will also rise from the dead. Oh, grave, where is your victory? I mean, death was doing good. He had Martin Luther King. Have I got a witness? He had Moses. Yes. He had Amos and Paul. But he messed around and grabbed Jesus. And you know, Jesus won't stay where you put him. They put him in a bar or tomb. They thought they had him sealed. Have I got a witness? I mean, there are those who say that if I can conquer death. Houdini said it. He said, I want you to know that death can't hold me. Put me in anything. But they put Jesus in the tomb. And early. You see, church, I didn't make this up. We need to get our children saved. We need to get our cousins saved. We need to get our girlfriends saved, our boyfriends. We even need to get our enemies saved. Because Jesus has paid for every sin you can commit. And what's the proof of it? I want to talk about the truth and the proof. I ain't got time to do it now. But he proved it. He proved it. When he got up early Sunday morning. If Satan would have had any justification at all, he would have held Jesus in the tomb. But Satan had to walk away. So I can't do nothing with that man. Why don't you stand? Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for Deacon Stewart. We thank you. For Deacon Miles. Oh, God. Deacon Elliott, we can't. All of these loved ones. Oh, God. We know by the record we'll see them again. Deacon Morris, who prayed in this pew. He said, with just a few of your believing children gather together between these consecrated walls. They disappeared on us. They disappeared on us. But Lord, we know that we've not seen them for the last time. Now, Lord, bless God. There's somebody that don't know you. There may be somebody here that need to get a new appreciation for the body. And I want to thank God for my body. Because I can never detach myself from it. It doesn't matter what happened to it. You will never be separated permanently from your body. Because God is going to use your body to praise him throughout eternity. Oh, Lord, there's somebody that's not saved this morning. We pray that you would touch their hearts. They don't know you. That they'll say yes as the song is rendered. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm a sinner. I need saving. Thank you for those saints who are standing on their feet. Heaven is their destination. They don't have to worry about funerals and death. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The door is open. It's only one door, by the way. You hear people say the doors of the church ain't but one door. Jesus said, I am. If you get in, it'll be through Jesus. The door is open.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise.
Make you want to shout.
For it was grace that bought my liberty.
Glory.
I do not know.
Yes.
Just why he came.
I don't know.
To love me so. He looked beyond.